Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanshakalpatrubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patithanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakti Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Navadvip, which is non-different than Braj Bhumi, manifested the various forests and kunjas of Vrindavan. According to Navadvip Mahatmya, this is the grove of Champaklata, one of the eight Sakis. At the time it was full of many, many Champak trees that were always blossoming, fragrant, golden champak flowers, which were used in the loving service of Sri Radha Madhava. The great Vaishnav poet Jayadev Goswami was living on the other side of Ganga, near the Mayapur area. He wrote Gita Govinda. At the time there was a king of the name Lakshman Sen, and his minister Govardhan Acharya read to him some of the beautiful poetic passages from Jayadev's writings. So the king was very, very eager to meet the author. Understanding that when you come before a saintly person, there should be no ego or prestige, he took off his robes as a king and dressed like a simple Vaishnav mendicant. He came before Jayadev Goswami, who was then living with his wife Padmavati, offered his obeisances at the feet of this great Vaishnav. When Jayadev Goswami asked who he was, he could not speak a lie to a great soul. He introduced himself as the king, Lakshman Sen. Told him, "I have read your poetry. It is so beautiful. I would like to invite you to my palace, where you could be my special guest of honor." Jayadev Goswami replied, "That I will not associate with materialistic people. Because you have come here and polluted the environment by your presence, I am going to leave this place. I will no longer stay in your kingdom. I will cross the Ganga and travel to Jagannath Puri." The king fell at his feet, crying, begging him, "Please excuse my offense. Please do not leave my kingdom. You have already spoken that you will cross the Ganga. So keep your word, cross the Ganga. But there is a beautiful garden of champak trees, champakahata. I will build you a beautiful bhajan kutir there. Please remain with us for some time and then go to Puri. If you do not want to see me, you'll never see me again. If out of your causeless mercy you call for me, only then will I come." Jayadev Goswami smiled. He said, "Actually, I was just testing you to see if you had any ego. But now I can understand you are a true devotee." so I will accept your offer. So the king had a nice little bhajan kutir here in Champakata, and Jayadev Goswami and Padmavati lived. They would collect baskets and baskets and baskets of beautiful, fresh, golden, fragrant champak flowers and offer it to the deities of Radha Madhav. One day when they were engrossed in their prayer, they had a most wonderful vision. Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared before the eyes of both Jayadev and his wife. He appeared in his beautiful form of Navadvip Chandra, with his long arms raised into the air, and with his lips chanting the holy names, and eyes reddened by ecstatic love. Jayadev Goswami and Padmavati were thrilled with ecstatic emotion. They fell at the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, surrendering to him. The Lord informed them that this is his eternal abode, and he will appear in this most beautiful and munificent form, and perform his pastimes of Harinam Sankirtan in Sri Navadvip Dham. Later he would take sannyas and reside in Puri. At that time, one of his greatest pleasures would be to continuously taste the nectar of Jayadev Goswami's poem, Gita Govinda. You have given me so much pleasure through your realizations and your writings. Now, Jayadev, you should go to Puri, where you will attain the ultimate perfection of life in the shelter of Jagannath. Then the Lord disappeared. Jayadev Goswami and Padmavati, they did not want to leave Navadvip. It is the land of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But it was the Lord's order. They prayed it would be better to be an insect or a bird or an animal in Navadvip, where they could spend their whole life rather than having to leave. With tears in their eyes, falling in the dust and offering repeated obeisances to Sri Navadvip Dham, they departed for Puri. The Lord promised him that after you give up your body in Puri, you will live eternally with me in Sri Navadvip Dham. In this place, the brother of Gadadhar Pandit, Dvijavaninath Mishra, resided. One of the few people Lord Chaitanya informed that he was going to take sannyas was Gadadhar Pandit. One time, the Lord and Gadadhar were here. They were being served very nicely, prasad and other hospitalities, by Vaninath Mishra. He understood that Lord Chaitanya was soon to take sannyas, and he also understood that his brother would go with him, Gadadhar Pandit. He begged them not to go. But the Lord, in order to reach the hearts of more and more conditioned souls, was committed to this great act of sacrificial love for the conditioned souls. Vaninath was weeping, crying, begging them, please do not leave. How will I survive if I cannot serve you, if I cannot see you? At that time, Lord Chaitanya and Gadadhar Pandit had these deities made for Vaninath Mishra, the deities of Gaur Gadadhar. And the Lord told him that whenever you worship me and offer your services, you will see us face to face. We will accept your offerings. we will never leave you. In the form of Sri Sri Gaur Gadadhar, we will always reside here in Champahati. Since that time, the deities have been... It was a very broken down, run down, can't even call it a temple. After many years, the deities were being quite neglected also. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur came to this place, and he was given this property and built this beautiful Gaudiya Math Mandir for the worship of Sri Sri Gaur Gadadhar. One brahmachari, his name was Nayananda?
Nayananda Das Babaji Maharaj.
Nayananda Das Babaji Maharaj. When he was a brahmachari, this very young teenage boy, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur personally instructed him to take care of these deities for the rest of his life. And in order to do so, he should never marry. He should make the deities his family, his life, his soul, his everything. And that devotee, for how many years did he do seva here? Nayananda?
Babaji Maharaj. 72.
For 70 years. For 70 years, he performed his seva. He was like the Janani Vas and Pankajangari of Gaudiya Math. And when he became very old, he accepted the Babaji initiation. And just within the last one or two years, he departed from this world. We had the good fortune of meeting him. He was at the ashram of Gopinath. Gopinath Gaudiya Math of Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. And although he was in his last days, his humble nature, his deep Vaishnav etiquette, his wonderful hospitality and his enthusiasm to talk about Krishna was still there. This is the greatness of the Lord's devotees. So let us bow our heads in gratitude that we have the chance to come to this very, very holy place and pray at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Gaur Gadadhar that by their causeless mercy they may bestow upon us the pure unconditional desire to serve them and to love them with all our hearts. Thank you very much.
He said, offer obeisances to me.
Before we offer obeisances, one more thing. Janani Vas Prabhu. The dark makes it more difficult. Janani Vas Prabhu will be going to South India to collect the Panchatattva to bring back to Mayapur. He'll be leaving tomorrow. Oh. So this is the last we will have the chance to have his most divine association. Would you please give us some blessings and words of wisdom before you go, Janani Vatra?
Okay. Thank you so much for allowing me to be with you in these few days. And tomorrow, you're all going to Ekachakra. So I'm making a plea and a request to you all. Because somebody, one of my godbrothers, said he had a dream or a voice within that said, he said it was Chananda, and he was saying that I'm not coming to the Mayapur park unless you really want me to come. And this is enthusiasm. Otherwise, I'm not going to come to the party, the installation party. So tomorrow when you're at Ekachakra, you invite Nitai from his home with your hearts and souls, please come to Mayapur for the Gopurnima festival and fulfill Srila Prabhupada's desires and the Acharya's desires. So I'm making requests for tomorrow. You please pray sincerely to Lord Nityananda Prabhu to come and join Mahaprabhu in Navadip Dham and Gadadhar and Shiva Shandavu. Nitai Gopimanandi.
It is also the last opportunity we'll have the most blessed association of Srila Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. We'd like to ask you to give us a closing message before, because this is the last we'll be with you.
Hare Krishna. It is always a very wonderful experience to see how sincerely you have accepted the teachings of Srila Prabhupada and how sincerely you have committed yourselves to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. I very deeply feel that it is the wonderful spiritual potency of Radhanath Maharaj that is manifesting in your expression of devotion, his guidance, his wonderful example. And that's why I want to also be a part of this wonderful good fortune of having his association. I actually feel very unqualified to speak because what am I going to say? It is the one who is in a superior position, he only can guide his juniors or those who are lesser in their devotional status. But when I see that the deep devotion that you are displaying and the wonderful guidance that Radhanath Maharaj is giving you, I feel my trying to say anything or trying to give any guidance will be a sheer display of impudence. That's why when Radhanath Maharaj is trying to push me to speak, I just keep insisting that he continues to speak because he is in a position to give the real guidance, because it is not the words that really matters. It is the spiritual potency that penetrates through the heart and enlivens the heart with devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the way he is displaying his spiritual potency through you all is the most wonderful demonstration And I feel very fortunate that at least Krishna is giving me the vision. Krishna is allowing me to perceive that and recognize that. And in my own way, I do feel, or I would rather say not in my own way, I would say in my envious way, I am still learning to appreciate that. So, instead of guiding you or saying something to you or advising you, I would rather propose that please pray to Krishna that I can get some of your devotion and make some advancement in my spiritual life. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Let us extend our very sincere gratitude to Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj and Janani Vas Prabhu for taking their very, very precious time and giving us their precious association by loudly chanting Hari Bol. And let us offer our humble, respectful, grateful obeisances in the dust of this holy place. What I would suggest is we'll have Darshan can come on a line from the left side and come on the right and then go back to buses. And we will return to Sri Mayapur Chandra Dai Mandir.